A number of Central New York school districts are fine-tuning details for their fall semester. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the efforts to balance education with health and safety still leave uncertainty.
Parents are starting to see a picture emerge of what it will be like to get their kids back in school this fall, or at least back learning, if not actually in school. The Syracuse City School District has a draft plan that would have kids in grades K through 8 in class a couple days a week, while high school students would be learning largely at home and online. Officials know having youth at home does create problems. School Board President Katie Sojewitz also thinks about the burden on instructors having to do lessons for class, online, and take home.
I also know, being a teacher myself in a different district, just how overwhelming and how much work it takes to change your instructional model and make sure that you're meeting the needs of all of your students.
She admits things won't be perfect.
In addition, we have lots of families who don't have internet access, who don't have devices, and then even with those things, do they have the ability to be meeting the needs of all of their children that are in the home.
Once the plan is finalized, though, she's hoping the board and district will hear feedback they received after the spring semester was disrupted by shutdown.
And I would encourage everyone to continue to support the schools and the teachers and the families, because no matter what decision is made, it's not going to be the very best thing for students, to be honest. We need our students to be in school. Everybody agrees, but we also need them to be safe.
The Fayetteville, Manlius, and Jamesville DeWitt districts, along with Liverpool and others, are drafting similar plans where students would be in class part of the week, then learning at home. All plans, including safety and sanitation practices, have to be approved by the state. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.